Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great nation where there are now 101 million of fully vaccinated people in the United States of America. The CDC, as a matter of fact, has gone from 0 to 50% in less than 6 months. As of Tuesday afternoon, that's today, the Biden administration said half of the country's adults are now fully vaccinated against the coronavirus. This is a major milestone in our country's vaccination efforts, said Andy Slavitt, who is a White House senior advisor on COVID-19. He had a midday briefing today. And then he said the number was 1% when we entered office in January 20th. That's not because the Trump administration was lagging necessarily. It's because they had just finished developing and authorizing the vaccine. Nearly 130 million people age 18 and older have completed their vaccine regimens since the first doses were administered to the public in December, so said the Centers for Disease Control. Another 70 million vaccine doses are currently in the distribution pipeline, according to the agency. And there's a story that goes along with this, and the headline from NBC News, faced with anti-vaccination parents, teens are helping one another get COVID shots. Okay? And this actually highlighted by a young man who is now 20, who his name is Ethan Lindenberger, and he was a Gen Zer from Ohio who made a splash 2 years ago for defying his mother to get his childhood immunizations. And he has a message for teenagers seeking COVID-19 vaccinations and getting pushback from their parents. Get one if you can. And look, that, it seems to me, is a very complicated situation, because on the one hand, I think it's rotten for government under almost any circumstances to try to undermine the role of parents. And, of course, that goes away if parents are being abusive, if they are irresponsible, if the parents are engaged in molestation, or if they are engaged in drug addiction. Or fine, yes, of course, then you need to not only undermine, but remove the role of parents, who are going to be obviously destructive to their children. But does getting a vaccine constitute that? What the story from NBC says is that increasingly there are more and more young people who are actually deciding that they're going to come up and sneak out of the house and get their vaccines. Which, again, considering all the stupid things that kids sneak out of home to do, and without their parents' knowledge. And Jeremy asked a question about that, and you might all think about it too. When did you sneak out most stupidly? And it all has to do with senior year of high school, because, you know, after senior year of high school, I was 3,000 miles away, so they had very little ability to monitor me because I was going to school on the East Coast and they were back in California. In any event, probably the most ridiculous sneaking out venture that I took was the day of my high school graduation rehearsal, which was 2 days before the actual graduation. And I had told them that I was going over to my friend's house, my friend and debate partner, and that we were going to go to the rehearsal together, and then we'd spend the rest of the day together. And okay, fine. My mom had three younger sons to deal with, so there was. And what we actually did is we had planned to hitchhike to San Francisco and back, which was which coming from Los Angeles was a difficult proposition. And we got a ride from Lawrence's older brother, who dropped us off at Sunset Boulevard and Pacific Coast Highway. And from there we started hitchhiking. And we actually were going on Highway 1, which goes through Big Sur. It's that very exciting road that has been closed recently because of erosion and environmental problems with the highway. Highway 1 along the coast in California. We had hitchhiked up to Big Sur. And that was pretty exciting. But then it was getting late, and we had to turn around because if we didn't show up at home, there would have been trouble. So in any event, it was a dramatic and incredibly stupid thing to do that could have gone terribly wrong, but we made it. And this was my main aspect of teenage rebellion, I guess, was just hitchhiking all over the place. I have hitchhiked across the country three different times. It was different then. Would I have approved of any of my children doing that? Thank God they didn't test me on it, but no, it's different today. And speaking of different, and speaking of people who are supposed to be responsible for our young, there's an update on the very latest on the lovely homeless encampment right next to a Seattle school. This report from Como News. This is 14A.
Now, teachers at Seattle's Broadview Thompson K-8 school are speaking out about their safety and the safety of their students. Staff and educators at the school are calling on Seattle Public Schools to take action about the homeless encampment that is right behind the school.
Teachers are concerned that when students return in the fall, that camp could still be there.
I want to show you what Seattle Public Schools did out here today. They put up a 4-foot tarp along this chain link fence that separates this playground from the encampment. Teachers saying today that this is not a solution.
It's not, obviously not a solution. At least it might make for a less unsightly view. A teacher actually wrote a letter to the district, 14B.
On Friday, teachers here sent the district here and city a letter with community concerns and school impacts. The letter cites safety concerns, negative impacts on social and emotional health of students, increased tension with the Bitter Lake community and the school, and decreased enrollment for the fall. Bryce Nichols, the son, is a remote student at the school, but that will change next year.
We are already enrolling him in Connections Academy, full homeschool, because of this.
The Nichols family lives right across from the encampment.
It's out of control. It's loud. It's honestly, it's frightening.
Has the district or board talked to you about any sort of solutions they're working on?
The only thing I know of is them saying that this is a chance to teach empathy, and they are working with community outreach programs. However, we still haven't seen a change, and the camp is growing.
Okay. Teaching empathy by going to school across from a homeless encampment where there is drug abuse frequently, constantly, alcoholism, spates of violence, fights, other things. How does that teach empathy? How does it show empathy to allow that camp to continue to exist? It's honestly, it is such a clear indication of social breakdown, and I hope that the people of Seattle wake up and vote out every single one of these losers. It's a violation of law and order. And talking about that, we'll be speaking with Heather McDonald about what we can do to strengthen law enforcement coming up on the MedVed Show. To put it simply, materialism is the attempt to prove that human beings are merely meat in motion, and that we have no free will, that we have no souls, that morality and religion are simply evolutionary artifacts programmed by nature for survival, and that our very thoughts and ideas can be fully explained by our brain chemistry. Darwin's theory of evolution made scientific atheism credible by offering a scientific explanation on how human beings could be generated through a blind process of random variation and natural selection. At discovery.org/Medved, you can get a free mini book, free, Darwin's Three Big Ideas That Impacted Humanity. It explores how three key concepts from Darwin undermine morality, religion, medicine, the criminal justice system, and the value of human life. Get your free book at discovery.org/Medved. That's discovery.org/Medved. Small investors shamed Wall Street by running the price of certain stocks way up to the detriment of big hedge funds, social media, and trading platforms, then kept investors from buying stock. A financial war is being waged in America. With all this volatility, now's an even better time to protect your net worth and own precious metals as part of your portfolio. Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has always been fair and honest with my precious metals holdings, and now, more than ever, it's a good time to own tangible assets like gold, silver, and platinum. AmFed can show you smart choices, which have been proven winners time and time again. Call Nick and his team at AmFed today, 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694, or visit AmericanFederal.com.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Michael Medved Show, we have already taken note of the fact that today is the one-year anniversary of the killing of George Floyd, an event that was supposed to have changed everything in the United States. And I've shared with you the essence of Heather McDonald's great piece in the Wall Street Journal. She's always important. I think this piece is particularly important. It's entitled, It's Open Season in Minneapolis. And Heather McDonald joins us. She is a fellow at the Manhattan Institute and author of the indispensable book, The War on Cops. Heather, congratulations on this piece. And there's so many questions that are raised by it. One of them would be, why do you think there has been so little publicity about the examples of wounded, killed, damaged children who were killed in the upsurge of violence that has occurred since George Floyd's death?
Well, thank you so much for your kind words, Michael, and thank you for having me on your show again. It's always an honor. I think it's fairly straightforward. None of those child deaths further the narrative that the biggest threat facing blacks today comes from the police. So they are of literal no value to the mainstream media or to the Democratic establishment that is committed to this phony narrative of systemic police bias.
I know that you in your work have must have a workable or approximate number for this, but the number of unarmed individuals who have been killed by police versus the number of unarmed individuals who have been killed in gang violence?
Well, let's look at 2019. I'm preparing testimony for Thursday at the Minnesota Human Rights Commission. In 2019, the police killed 12 allegedly unarmed blacks. I say allegedly because the Washington Post uses a very liberal definition of an unarmed to include somebody who's grabbing an officer's gun, putting the officer on clear notice that he intends to shoot, that the suspect intends to shoot the officer with it, or somebody who's fleeing in a stolen car with an armed semi-automatic weapon next to him on the seat. Those count as unarmed victims. So there were 12, and in 2019 there were about 8,500 blacks who died of homicide, overwhelmingly killed by drive-by shootings and by other blacks. Those 8,500 were not killed by the police. They were not killed by whites. They were killed by blacks. So the 12 represents about 0.1% of all blacks who died of homicide in 2019. That figure is consistent year to year. So it is the idea that we are living through an epidemic of racially biased police shootings of black men is simply an optical illusion. It has been created by selective coverage on the part of the media, because every year there's twice as many whites who are killed by police officers, many of those in situations that if the victim had been black would have been a international sensation, but the media ignores those. And so the public is under the impression that almost the only people ever shot by the police are black, and that is simply not the case.
And it all reflects the obvious bias in media coverage. And let me ask you something else, because one of the many, many columns was a column in the Los Angeles Times about the meaning of the George Floyd's killing, his tragic death. And the individual says that he and his mother were planning a trip down to Mississippi because they wanted to do a family reunion. And now that you're able to with the COVID situation, but then they looked and they were trying to map a route so that they would be able to go through Mississippi without risking their lives with the Ku Klux Klan. But then they determined that the entire state was dominated by the Ku Klux Klan. What about the murder statistics in Mississippi? Are most of the murders, or many of the murders, Klan killings in that state?
I don't know for sure, but I would bet that there are probably even less than the percentage of cop killings. This is just absolute insanity. We are, it's like having, you know, we're now pulling the National Guard out of the D.C. Capitol based on this phony theater that the big threat to America lives and liberty is armed white supremacists. I mean, this is just, it's a complete lie, and that we're engaging in these theatrical dumb shows in order to try and body forth what is a falsehood. You know, I would just ask again, ask listeners, have they heard of Tony Timpa? Tony Timpa is a white man who in 2016 was killed in a situation that absolutely adumbrated George Floyd. He was a schizophrenic off his medication. He called himself for police help in Texas, was put under on his face in handcuffs, held down 30 times. He said, "I can't breathe, you're killing me." The police joked about him. They joked about his mental state, and he died. Well, in handcuffs, he died before they put him on the ambulance that came. Nobody knows the name of Tony Timpa because he's white. He is the white George Floyd. Nobody knows his name because we only care about black victims, and only when they've been killed by a cop. The media and the Democratic establishment does not care about blacks when they're killed by other blacks. Proof is the fact that you began this segment with, Michael, the absolute lack of attention to the 4 dozen black children who were gunned down in drive-by shootings last year, the 19 kids in Minneapolis who've been shot since the beginning of this year, a 171% increase over the previous year thanks to depolicing.
That's just in Minneapolis. We're not talking about nationwide. When you say 4 dozen, you're talking about in Minneapolis alone.
4 dozen nationwide last year, fatal. In Minneapolis, the 19 were shot, some fatal, some not. In the last 3 weeks, you've had a 10-year-old boy shot in the head, a 9-year-old girl shot in the head in Minneapolis. They will likely be vegetables if they survive at all. And most recently, a 6-year-old girl shot in her mother's car who died 2 days later. So that's what's going on in Minneapolis, and yet we are just insanely continuing to have a conversation about phantom police racism.
Very quickly, anything good that's changed in America regarding law enforcement or public safety in the last year?
Not that I can see. No, frankly, it's all bad. The cops are demoralized. They're leaving forces. Recruitment is over. And we are chasing a phantom problem. It would be good to talk about more tactical training, more de-escalation tactics. Instead, we're talking about implicit bias training, getting rid of qualified immunity, which is a complicated question, banning chokeholds, which are...
And more that doesn't solve the problem. Heather McDonald, your piece is superb. Thank you for joining us. We'll be right back.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Republicans are expected to unveil their counterproposal regarding infrastructure spending on Thursday. Some Republicans on Capitol Hill suggesting that plan will be right around $1 trillion. Democrats, meanwhile, are proposing a $1.7 trillion plan. As far as where the disconnect is, Republican Senator from Wyoming John Barrasso tells Fox News.
It's no surprise we are very far apart. We were actually close when we left the White House meeting with President Biden. Since then, either President Biden has changed his mind or Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer have overridden him because of the demands by the liberal left.
Top White House COVID-19 advisor Andy Slavitt is praising Ohio's Vax-a-Million lottery program. Opening a briefing, Slavitt saying such programs are not frivolous as long as they prompt more shots in arms. USA Radio News.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Michael Medved show, the passage that I was just talking about with Heather McDonald is from L.Z. Granderson, who's a columnist for the L.A. Times. He also is a prominent commentator on sports, and he writes that, like many black folks, my mother relies on prayer to help her go on because horrors like the murder of George Floyd won't allow her to move on. She first left her home state of Mississippi more than 50 years ago because her parents, my grandparents, feared for her life. I understand that. If you're talking about more than 50 years ago, there were a series of horrifying murders, many of them associated with the Ku Klux Klan, including the blowing up in Birmingham, Alabama, of those four girls at Sunday school in church. And the killing of the civil rights workers and the killing of Medgar Evers and more. And then he writes, earlier this year, as we planned a road trip to visit family in Mississippi, we were trying to map out a course less likely to take us through Ku Klux Klan territory. We concluded there wasn't one. That all of Mississippi is basically dominated by the Ku Klux Klan. I understand some of this may be related to this big story about the compromise that was reached regarding the Stone Mountain Confederate Memorial. And it is shocking. I've actually been to the memorial, and it's deeply impressive. It's larger than Mount Rushmore, though it's not higher up from the ground than Mount Rushmore. And it shows Stonewall Jackson and Robert E. Lee and Jefferson Davis all on horseback, all riding into the sunset. And the shocking thing about that monument, it was begun in 1914, and it was completed in, anyone want to guess? 1972. It was actually completed and dedicated after the Civil Rights Movement. And this is right outside metropolitan Atlanta. Well, in any event, it's a state park. It is one of the most popular state parks in the state of Georgia. 3,200 acres. It is beautiful. There is a Marriott Hotel and Conference Center on the grounds of the park. And again, with 3,200 acres, it has many miles of trails, and they have a gondola that you can take up to actually view this memorial. So they're removing Confederate flags, which I think is a good thing and an appropriate thing. And but the monument is staying. And, of course, this has pleased nobody. People who they're also going to be building a new museum that will contextualize the monument and will acknowledge that the Ku Klux Klan actually was one of the organizations that helped to get this entire project started, which took them almost 60 years to complete. But the only way to get rid of this monument, there's no way that you can move it. It's a monument carved in stone on the side of a mountain. And it seems to me that the decision that they've made to go ahead and try to contextualize the monument with a new museum that would acknowledge some of the darker sides of the Civil War and some of the darker sides of the Klan history and the history of the monument itself. Okay. But my strong guess is that there will be continued protest and agitation, and this so-called compromise solution is not going to last. Speaking of compromise solutions and not lasting, there's really a stunning poll from Scott Rasmussen, and it's a national survey that showed that 28% of voters nationwide believe that, quote, just about every major problem in America results from racial discrimination. Economic problems, social problems, criminal justice problems, public safety problems, health problems, life expectancy, opioid addiction, everything. It all has to do with, according to 28% of voters, nearly a third, it all has to do with racial discrimination. The poll also found that 56% disagree with that proposition, 16% are not sure. So if you have the 16% who aren't sure, and they were asked about, do you think that every major problem in America results from racial discrimination, you have a combined 44% of people who think that's true. They agree with that statement. There is, however, a massive generation gap on the topic. Among the youngest voters under 25, nearly half see racism at the root of all major problems. For voters under 25, only 34% disagree. The two-thirds of voters 45 and older reject the idea that just about every major problem in America results from racial discrimination. Only 20% of people over 45, voters over 45, think that's the case. Could that be because people, by definition, who are over 45 have more experience living in the real world? I think it could have to do with that. And when you look at some of the pronouncements about the reckoning that we've gone through the last year, and again, I go back to this piece very much featured on CNN by Peniel Joseph, who's a professor at University of Texas, Austin, and he says, 1 year after the summer of racial and political reckoning, we seem intent on following the same wrong path as previous generations. But if their response to George Floyd's murder illustrated anything, it is that another world is possible. What would that other world look like? He says, honoring George Floyd's legacy continues with grassroots efforts to reimagine public safety by investing in non-lethal responders to housing insecurity, mental health challenges, and traffic stops. By the way, don't we have non-lethal responders? What percentage of mental health challenges and housing insecurity, meaning homeless people passed out on the street, and traffic stops, what percentage end up in lethal encounters? You know, it's a microscopic percentage. It's microscopic across racial groups. And then he says the George Floyd Justice and Policing Act, which President Biden had wanted passed today. Today, President Biden met with the Floyd family, and they were hoping to have a finished compromise with Tim Scott involved in the negotiations, and together with Cory Booker and other leaders of Congress. Well, no go. Didn't happen. They're still working on it. The George Floyd Justice and Policing Act is a major federal effort on this behalf, but the work continues until no black person is unjustly killed by law enforcement. And then he writes, the George Floyd and Breonna Taylor generation that massed on the streets of America and around the world last year modeled the path we can all still choose to take, to move forward by bearing witness to both the presence of injustice and our collective power to shape a new world. One of the things I dislike is the rhetoric that talks about shaping a new world without any specification of how that world would be new or different or should be. There's much more on this topic and more coming up on the MedVed Show.
I've had several knee injuries on my left knee, and so over time, stiffness set in with a great deal of pain. So I went ahead and ordered the starter packet, and after about 2 weeks, I started noticing results, and after they were gone and I reordered, let's say 6 weeks in, my pain was virtually gone, but the big bonus was that the stiffness was also virtually gone, and so therefore my problem with my left hip also went away. I'm very happy I decided to try it and will continue to use it.
You can get a 3-week quick start for just $19.95. That's 95 cents a day. What a good investment. Nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. You can go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor. That's michaelmedved.com, banner for Relief Factor, or call 833 toll free 654-PAIN, 833-654-PAIN.
With new leadership in Washington, D.C., it's abundantly clear that Americans are deeply divided. What does our country even believe anymore? What do we have in common? One organization that continues to stand for what America has always believed is the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College. The Institute stands for the first things, the permanent things. Religious liberty, freedom of conscience, the family, limited government, free markets, our Judeo-Christian heritage. The Institute for Faith and Freedom is unafraid to support these timeless truths and principles with no apologies. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll see insightful, bold opinion pieces from the renowned faculty at Grove City College. See Mark Hendrickson's latest on GameStop, Wall Street, and the hedge fund managers. See John Sparks and former Deputy Attorney General Paul McNulty on impeachment. And take a look at our friend Paul Kanger's articles and speeches. You can find all of this and much more at the website of the Institute for Faith and Freedom. That's www.faithandfreedom.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We know the global elites, the 1%, have hijacked and subverted the U.S. culture, economy, and government. The battle to take back America begins with the Rise USA, the Resurrection Tour. Thousands of patriots are on the march to Little Rock, Shreveport, and three stops in Texas, plus many other stops on the Arise USA Tour. 50 states, 84 stops, 111 days. The Arise USA Tour will unite the 99% of we the people that stand against the 1% globalist elites and their tyranny. The Arise USA Tour is free, with hundreds of speakers and freedom fighters, including Constitutional Sheriff Richard Mack, the Patriot Street Fighter Scott McKay, human rights attorney Lee Dundas, and many more. For tour info and a list of speakers, go to AriseUSA.com. Join the thousands that have donated over $1 million to Arise USA Tour. To donate or for the tour stop nearest you, go to AriseUSA.com. That's AriseUSA.com.
Michael Medved Show, the U.S. Senate has not yet taken up, and it may not take up anytime soon, the already approved plan by the House of Representatives, approved with all Democrats voting for it and 35 Republicans, a plan for a nonpartisan, big new January 6th commission. And that commission is reviewed, I think, intelligently as a prospect by Gerald Seib, who's been a frequent guest on this show, in the Wall Street Journal today. And he writes correctly that the idea that the commission will probably not pass the Senate, it would need 60 votes, and it's very unlikely that 10 Republican members of the Senate will go ahead and vote for it to join the Democrats. Gerald Seib writes, for starters, there will be plenty of inquiries into the events of January 6th anyway. Dozens of trials of those who entered the Capitol will unfold, producing a lot of new information and detail. Congressional committees, operating in a typically partisan fashion, will continue to call witnesses, hold public hearings, and issue reports. Journalistic inquiries will continue. They already are. But here's one other consequence. If Washington chooses to move down the road without such a commission, the political system will have shown that it remains incapable of reversing the very problems that produced the violence in the first place, writes Gerald Seib. A severe partisanship, rampant mistrust of the other side, a new willingness to question election results. In sum, Washington will have modeled anew the behavior that produced January 6th in the first place, perhaps increasing the chances of more of the same down the road. And he writes, actually, that the January 6th event, he suggests, that was one of the three most traumatic days in America in the past 60 years. Okay, what are the others? November 22nd, 1963, the day Kennedy was shot. September 11th, 2011, the day terrorists struck New York and Washington. And then January 6th, 2021. I honestly do not believe it, even conceivably, that the January 6th is on the same status as a hinge of history, a day that profoundly changed things in the United States. The election was already over. And it should have been obvious to everyone. There was no way that President Trump, even getting people to march down Pennsylvania Avenue, getting people to rally and protest, he was not going to be able to overturn the results of a certified election where people had counted and recounted. The election was November 6th, I believe it was, January 6th, 2 months down the road. It was over. And Cy makes a point that for those other two dark days of Kennedy's assassination and of September 11th, there was also resistance to the idea of a commission. And eventually, in the compromises and the fighting and the back and forth in terms of signaling a commission, they actually reached agreement. And then they produced the results of commissions, the Warren Commission. Now, the point is, of course, the Warren Commission was authoritative. It was 28 volumes. There's still people who doubt it. There's still people who doubt it today who believe there was a cover-up. And it seems to me that that analogy and the analogy of the September 11th Commission, one of the reasons they had the September 11th Commission was to expose how it happened, what we can do differently. All of that may be useful, but in terms of the number of people who still think that there was some kind of hidden conspiracy involving the CIA or George W. Bush or, who knows, the Bilderbergers, people still believe that. And what Gerald argues is the only way we will get any kind of consensus in this country of what January 6th meant is if we have this commission. Honestly, I do think it is worthwhile that we should proceed to a consensus on that. And this is really up to Republicans, is to, while steering away from a wasteful, showboating preoccupation with a commission and staring the embers again and going back and revisiting everything about it, if they could agree with some kind of statement about how reprehensible the behavior of the people behind the riot really was, which, by the way, is what you have trials for. And I do think we are closer to reaching a consensus on January 6th, even without the commission, and I hope that we continue to make that kind of progress. Speaking about making a consensus, there's an outrageous ad. Now, I ignored it the first time, but today it appeared in the Wall Street Journal. It's a full-page ad, and it's addressed to McDonald's. And it's an ad placed by Byron Allen, who is the founder and chairman of Allen Media Group, LLC. And then there are a bunch of other black media moguls who write the following. The headline, Chris Kempczinski, president and CEO of McDonald's, please stop the racism against black-owned media companies by McDonald's. Now, anybody who's watched some of the McDonald's ads, there's a lot of attention to black customers who are a big part of the McDonald's base. Isn't there? Many, many McDonald's ads. The ad writes, full page, over these last 20 years, McDonald's has spent approximately $17 billion in advertising promotion and very little went to black-owned media. Simultaneously, as this is occurring, your own personal compensation, this is the president of McDonald's, for 2020 totaled just under $11 million, more than double the approximate $5 million that McDonald's spent with all black-owned media combined last year. This is indefensible. This is horrendous. This is unacceptable, 3 exclamation points. To make matters worse, back in 2015, black-owned media communicated this issue of economic exclusion and systemic racism to McDonald's then chief marketing officer, and the issue was ignored and not corrected. He is demanding a meeting so that they spend more of their advertising money on black-owned media. And he says, Chris, we and others firmly believe that if you continue to hold the position that black-owned media does not deserve meaningful economic inclusion, and we are not worth meeting with, then you and your board should resign, effective immediately. Ready for a McDonald's boycott? Well, it's not just the United States that faces problems
Australia actually is produced a new movie about a terrible crime and the determination by a character played by Eric Bana to finally solve it. Listen.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
A top government investigator, well played by Eric Bana, goes back to his hometown in the Australian outback to try to solve an upsetting murder-suicide that may actually be something else entirely. In the twisty, complicated mystery, The Dry, now playing in theaters and available on various screening platforms.
I heard some stories about me.
I've heard some.
Are you having any investigation? You think you're going to get the truth in town?
Well, in the end, of course, he does. But along the way, there are so many red herrings, along with twists and turns about another case from the distant past in which the hero himself may be implicated. Well acted, based on a lyrical novel, but reliant on a large number of preposterous plot points. The Dry is compelling to watch, but never convincing in its answers to many riddles in the storyline. Rated R for some horrific violence from beginning to end. 2.5 stars for The Dry.
This feature brought to you by the Thank Heaven Foundation.
And I should tell you that you mostly see the results of that violence in terms of blood. You never actually see it perpetrated on screen. Coming up, speaking of perpetrated on screen, there are a number of very liberal, very progressive, woke members of Congress who are saying they need to qualify as combat veterans because they survived January 6th. We will get to that next time. There's also a new report from the National Assessment of Educational Progress, which is known as the Nation's Report Card, which finds disturbing data from 2019 science tests. Now, you can't blame this on the pandemic because the pandemic hadn't started yet. Perhaps most disturbing, the longer kids are in school, the fewer of them meet proficiency standards. And there's a big new piece in The Spectator about the sexual counter-revolution that's on the way. We'll speak to the author of that piece and much more coming up tomorrow, Wednesday, in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, right it and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.